So there is a credible rumor right now from multiple sources, and some of this has gone public, that Donald J. Trump is considering bringing in RFK Jr. as the head of HHS, that's Health and Human Services, which sits on top of the FDA, for example, and many other agencies, as a way to combine the forces of RFK Jr. and Donald Trump. This is a game changer. If it happens, it's huge. It almost guarantees Trump election victory, even beyond the margin of cheating, which the Democrats are going to try to do. Now, the reason this is such a big deal for all of us, for America, is that RFK Jr. does not look to be in a position to win the presidency himself. That's just an honest assessment. There's no real path for him to achieve 270 electoral votes, even if he's your favorite candidate. There is a path for victory for Trump. It looks like he's got vastly more support than Kamala, that Kamala's popularity is all counterfeit. It's all staged. Everything's an act. Everything's theater. But with Trump, it's genuine. So Trump has a realistic pathway to victory. But the thing about Trump is he's been very weak on vaccines. He's been weak against big pharma. Now, he did come out a couple of months ago, I think it was, and said that he's going to appoint somebody to oversee an investigation into the root causes of chronic degenerative disease in America. Because, as Trump says correctly, that we spend too much money as a nation covering the costs of treating disease instead of preventing it. And of course, I've been teaching this for over 20 years. Yes, we can prevent most cases of cancer. We can prevent most cases of diabetes and heart disease and so on through looking at the food supply, banning toxic ingredients, for example, halting the subsidies of toxic ingredients or processed corn or what have you. And at the HHS level, there are many things that can be done. For example, not rolling out an experimental injection on the entire population and causing the deaths of over a million Americans and so on, which is what happened during COVID. There is, in my view, there's no better person in America today to radically reform HHS than RFK Jr. RFK Jr., as a trained attorney, but also, of course, the founder of what is now Children's Health Defense, he has the scientific knowledge. He understands the issue of heavy metals contamination or even vaccine contamination or use of aluminum adjuvants. He understands the over-medication of children and adults. He understands the crimes of Big Pharma. And remember, RFK Jr. was himself named as one of the so-called Dirty Dozen. So he understands what it's like to be censored, silenced, to be slandered, to be defamed by the pharmaceutical industry when all you're trying to do is help people be healthier. There is no one more qualified to reform HHS than RFK Jr. I wholly endorse this move if indeed it is something that both of the candidates agree to. And for RFK Jr., I would encourage him to any of his fans or staff who are listening, I would encourage you to say yes to this arrangement if it is offered, and perhaps it's already been offered. I would say yes to it. And here's why. It puts RFK Jr. in a position in the federal government that is extremely relevant to the things that Americans are dealing with today: pandemics, vaccines, chronic degenerative disease, medication prices, price gouging by big pharma, right? All these things. Notice, by the way, that Kamala, she says we have to stop price gouging on food, but she doesn't say anything about price gouging on pharmaceuticals, does she? Or vaccines, for that matter, or chemotherapy drugs, which are highly toxic. Nothing like that. RFK Jr., as head of HHS, he would be in a position to control a lot of the grant money. He could push grant money into the proper places where it can support research that helps support health and longevity of the American people. instead of just pushing it to research more vaccines and more pharmaceuticals and psychiatric drugs and all this other nonsense that our country has become afflicted with. Secondly, as head of HHS, RFK Jr. could initiate investigations into the COVID crimes against humanity. He would be in a unique position to roll out internal documents and internal communications that the Trump administration could then use through its DOJ to prosecute the COVID criminals that have festered inside the government bureaucracy. And yes, in my opinion, there need to be thousands of people who are indicted, prosecuted for their crimes, crimes of pharmaceutical fraud, of money laundering, of fudging scientific evidence, you know, false testimony, lying before Congress, as Fauci did numerous times. There are many, many people that need to be prosecuted in order to expose the truth about the COVID crimes. I think only RFK Jr. has the courage, as head of HHS, to do that. In addition, he would be able to influence policy decisions that are in alignment with the goals of Children's Health Defense. Although, I should be clear about this, he would have to, you know, resign any official position with Children's Health Defense, which is a nonprofit. But nevertheless, his work would carry on in CHD while he serves as the head of HHS. And as you know, Children's Health Defense is about protecting the health of children from lots of things, including heavy metals, mercury, aluminum, toxic vaccines, and so much more. And there's no better place to get that done than from being the head of HHS. Additionally, he and Trump working together could break up the FDA. Now, the FDA has become a terrorist organization. The FDA terrorizes small businesses that are involved in food and supplements. The FDA is not about public safety. It's about shutting down small businesses and protecting the large corporations like Procter & Gamble and what have you. The big food companies, the big drug companies, the big vaccine manufacturers, is all it is. It's the enforcement branch of a bureaucratic terrorist regime that exists to protect the profits of big corporations in America. As head of HHS, RFK Jr. could strongly push for breaking the FDA into two separate entities. One with regulatory authority over medicines, that is drugs or medical devices, obviously vaccines, and the other one would be food. Food and nutritional supplements. I think supplements belong over with food, not with drugs, by the way. And personal care products and things like that, right? So this desperately needs to happen in order to protect the American people from the tyranny of the FDA and to give the American people the choice for health freedom. And ANHUSA is working hard on health freedom legislation to push back against FDA tyranny. If the head of HHS is on board with that, a lot of progress could be made in this way, and America would become healthier, more nutritious, and more free, and it would also help small businesses to be able to compete with healthful products that Big Pharma will never roll out because Big Pharma is not interested in anything that they can't patent, right? All they want is more patentable drugs. Now, on top of this, if Trump announces that RFK Jr. will be considered for HHS head or given the job, then it's going to bring over a lot of RFK fans to vote for Trump instead of voting for, you know, Kamala, who is an atrocious communist. So it's going to shore up support for Trump. It will also help hardcore Trump supporters. It will reinforce the idea with them that Trump is willing to, let's say, reach across the aisle and bring in Democrats where they can do the job in an effective and courageous way. Now, RFK Jr., lifelong Democrat, right? He's running as an independent right now only because the Democrat Party is so corrupt and run by such criminals who despise democracy that they kicked him out of the process of even being considered as the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party. I mean, let's be honest, if the Democrats had a real primary and a real competition, then it's no competition. RFK Jr. is their choice. Nobody can out-debate him. Nobody can outthink him. Nobody's more articulate. Nobody knows the issues better than he does. So big time, RFK Jr. he should have been the right choice for the Democrats. They rejected him. And now RFK Jr. knows, and he has publicly stated, how dangerous the Democrats have become. This is not the party of his uncle, nor his father. This is a totally different party. The Democrat Party today is a party of tyrannical authoritarian communists who want to murder the American people with biological weapons. RFK Jr., I believe, realizes that. Whether he speaks in those terms or not, I believe he realizes that. Now, something else that's interesting in all of this, although I might be critical of this, but RFK Jr. and Donald J. Trump both strongly support Israel. Trump has taken a lot of money from Zionist donors who are, of course, pro-Israel, and Trump has said he supports greater Israel, and he supports arresting and deporting opponents of Israel across U.S. campuses and so on. Now, personally, I strongly disagree with Trump's position on that, but that's not the point. Trump and RFK Jr. are both supported by deep-pocketed Jewish donors. That's right. Jewish donors donate to Children's Health Defense and have strongly supported RFK Jr.'s presidential campaign, just as they have Trump's campaign. So if these two get together, well, then the Jewish donors are going to have a combined effort, and it might be some of the same donors even. They're going to have more representatives in government, as if they needed more, because, of course, half the CDC and half the NIH and so on is already run by people of Judaism, right? That's just reality of where we are right now. The FDA, the CDC, and so on. But this is a reason why Trump and RFK Jr. may find additional common ground, is through their support for Israel. Now, that's going to be an ongoing debate because, of course, Trump wants to silence people who criticize Israel. I insist I have a First Amendment right to say what I want to say about that issue. I'm not going to be silent about it, but I will make sure that my criticism is rooted in, you know, reason and rationality and humanitarian principles. And in fact, my only criticism of RFK Jr., well, I guess there are two, but one of the main criticisms has been that RFK Jr. fails to recognize the violation of humanitarian principles in Israel's bombing of Gaza. Or as I've said it before, RFK Jr., he is opposed to the killing of children with heavy metals and toxins in America, but he doesn't seem to mind the killing of children in Gaza. Okay, so that's kind of a summary of my criticisms of RFK Jr. Nevertheless, that cannot take away from the fact that RFK Jr. is ultimately, with that one massive exception, he does have, generally speaking, a humanitarian heart, which is one of the reasons why it's so surprising to me to hear him talk about, you know, what's going on in Israel. But nevertheless, he is a humanitarian at heart. He cares about children, genuinely. He understands the issues of our day. He understands how dangerous Big Pharma is. Personally, even though I disagree on a couple of issues, I would be thrilled to see RFK Jr. at the head of HHS. I would strongly support that. I would even endorse that. And if it's pro-Israel money that helps Trump get elected right now, well, you know, at least they're putting money behind Trump and not Kamala. That's what I would say. We've got to get Trump into office. We can't survive under communism. Trump is the only hope, I believe, for the future of this country. Not that anybody can save it in its entirety, but RFK Jr. makes Trump stronger and makes him more popular with more centrist voters. So this is a match made in heaven, as far as I'm concerned. And understand, look, I'm not a groupie of any of these men. I don't worship celebrities. I'm coming at this from a rational point of view with, again, some criticisms. And one area where they're going to clash, by the way, is energy policy. But if RFK Jr., who is more anti-oil, anti-coal, big time, versus Trump, who is pro-energy, pro-coal, pro-oil, you know, pro-hydrocarbons, which is where I stand on these issues. We need to be energy independent in America. But, you know, RFK Jr., as head of HHS, he doesn't oversee energy policy. So he can't shut down pipelines as the head of HHS, even though he might want to. He can't shutter coal-fired power plants. He doesn't control the banning of combustion engine vehicles as head of HHS. So that serious disagreement between RFK Jr. and Donald Trump would not be relevant if RFK is in that position. You see what I mean? And Trump could go ahead and appoint other people to oversee energy policy to try to bring America back to being a net exporter of energy, where we are more self-reliant. And that's where America needs to be. And that will bring down prices of food and transportation and consumer goods, by the way. And that's why I so strongly support domestic energy exploration and pipelines and production. You cannot have a strong economy unless you have affordable energy. And I also believe it's entirely possible that RFK Jr. may come around on some of these issues. Although I don't think he'll ever reverse his position on coal, I do think that RFK Jr. has enough of an open mind to take a hard look at emerging technologies such as low-energy nuclear reactions, what used to be called cold fusion. Now, interestingly, and I probably should do a separate podcast on this because it's a worthy discussion, but Samsung has just released a new solid-state battery that is a game-changer. It's a battery with a 20-year life cycle in electric vehicles. It's solid-state. It uses a silver-based substrate. You can charge it in just 9 minutes, that is, a vehicle with these batteries. And the energy density is about twice of the current lithium-ion batteries. Now think about this, folks. If you combine high-density energy storage in a solid-state battery that's not easily combustible, if you combine that with low-energy nuclear reactions, which is a kind of cold fusion at the local level, then all of a sudden, you've changed the whole energy infrastructure. You can generate and store your own energy at your home, you know, in your garage. The energy that you need to power an EV or to power your home or to power your crypto mining rigs or whatever you have in your basement, you know, to power your blenders, everything, your air conditioning, you know, your heaters, all of it. You can generate the electricity yourself. And there are some profound things happening in the industry of low energy nuclear reactions. And if someone like RFK Jr. or Donald Trump would come out and recognize that and say to the world, hey, we're not just going to make America great again. We're going to make America energy independent, and we're going to make you energy independent off grid. You'll be able to produce and store your own energy. You won't even need a connection to the power grid. You'll be able to power everything for pennies per kilowatt hour, you know, instead of like 35 cents as it is in California at the moment, or less in other places, but it's still, you know, it's still expensive. That would be a massive game changer. And if Trump would also just announce an end to all personal income taxes at the federal level, no more federal income taxes for individuals, then it's done. You've won the election. The government doesn't need people's income tax money in order to fund itself. There's no relationship between tax income and government spending. Anyway, no relationship at all. Taxes do not fund spending. The government spends way beyond taxes, and they just print the money when they need it. So there's no need to have personal income taxes. Trump should just come out and announce, we're going to end the IRS. We're going to just shut it down. There's going to be no personal income taxes. We're just going to have some tariffs and, you know, maybe some energy taxes or whatever. Just throw enough on the table. I mean, energy is already taxed very heavily by the federal government. I don't mean that those taxes should be higher, but they would keep those taxes, you know, in place. And that would be more than enough to run a government if you slash all the waste. You slash the waste out of the federal bureaucracy, which means you cut the federal government by 70 to 90%. And guess what? You restore freedom for America. You make the government small again, less tyrannical. You get the government out of people's lives. You end income taxes. You put RFK in charge of HHS. You break up the FDA. You cut its budget by about 80 or 90%. And guess what? The country will be healthier, happier, and more free. And we would give thanks to Donald Trump and RFK Jr. for helping to make that happen. Despite the other areas where we may disagree with them on individual policies, we've got to look at the big picture here, folks. We can always nitpick and find something that we disagree on. But in the big picture, that duo is a powerful team for America. I would vote for that in an instant. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me here today. You can find more of my podcasts and special reports at Brighteon.com. God bless America. We've got new protein products available for you at HealthRangerStore.com. Check this out. You're going to love this. This is formulated with Boku Superfood. This is the organic super protein vanilla. Now, this is the vegetarian or vegan friendly format of protein. And look at the main ingredient here. It is organic pea protein and then coconut sugar, sacha inchi protein powder, vanilla bean powder, and so on. This is very clean. You know how a lot of proteins have issues with arsenic or sometimes, you know, contamination with glyphosate or sometimes E. coli. These protein products, like everything we sell, are tested for heavy metals as well as glyphosate, E. coli, salmonella, various microbiology, and we manufacture this ourselves. So it's not outsourced. We make it in-house with our clean room standards, with our epoxy floors and our non-porous walls and all of that to meet the most stringent requirements for clean food manufacturing. And then we ship it out of Texas. So we've got organic super protein vanilla here available. And then also there's another version, which is chocolate flavored. Here it is. Organic super protein chocolate. And you know, cacao prices are going up, but this is still relatively affordable. And look at the ingredients. Here we have organic pea protein powder and then cacao powder. Organic coconut sugar is a low glycemic sugar that you'll absolutely love. It's very rich. It's sweet, but doesn't spike your blood sugar in the same way as processed white sugar. So this is a ready-to-go mix. You just mix this in with a blender, mix it with water or like a blender bottle or anything like that, and you'll have a drink ready to go. We've also got, of course, whey protein. I'm showing these. Yeah, whey protein. This is my favorite. I use that in my smoothie every day. That's what's actually in this smoothie right here is whey protein and avocados. And then we've got pea protein there by itself. Also, if you want to do your own flavorings, I like to add bananas. I like to add flaxseed or maybe cacao, maybe vanilla. But there are a lot of other things that you can add to that in order to make it more of a superfood recipe. But that's up to you. So whey protein, pea protein, and then the organic super protein vanilla and chocolate available now at HealthRangerStore.com. Remember that every purchase helps support this platform so we can continue to bring you a message of truth and courage for humanity. And remember that our slogan is healing the world through clean foods. So we focus on bringing you the cleanest, the most nutritive, dense foods and superfoods and personal care products that can help you stay clean and healthy for a very long, joyous, prosperous, and abundant life. You can find all of that at HealthRangerStore.com. And I thank you for your support.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.